Story 39. Many hands make for light work, honoring staff and volunteers.
Yeah, I mean, the beautiful thing is, like, you know, obviously being blessed to be part of the community board has really allowed us to come up with creative ideas and things that, so, you know, just in this, they're just the beginning pieces of an imagination, and, you know, coming to fruition around that. And really, I mean, it's, you know, being part of the community board has been wonderful, but I would really say that the staff that's really brought everything together, like, you know, we might come up with the ideas, but they do a lot of the hard lifting. You know, they're really there and bringing the bringing people out in the community into the neighborhood house. So being blessed to be involved in sort of strategic directions of the house over the last 10 years, it's been really nice to be able to see some of the things that they started out as a small idea, and then they ended up becoming something much bigger than that. So I would say, you know, having obviously the staff, and I'm obviously the person I would say is being the person that really kind of accelerates that is Jocelyn, and with Romy and Blanken and those folks as well, to really bring that together. But, you know, a lot of the real heavy lifting, the hard work, obviously with the staff working with that, and as well through volunteers as well too. So I think because the neighborhood house has been so blessed to have so many different volunteers come in and out, there's some ones that are still recurring. I mean, doing it for years and years and years, and other ones that just help out for different reasons and really are there for those occasions as well too. So it's been quite nice around that too. I should mention another thing that's been one of my favorite things too. So now I'm starting to get my mind going here. The other piece that's been so much fun to host and be a part of, and to MC is what I'm trying to say, to MC, was the Volunteer Appreciation Day. So we do that once a year, and you bring all the volunteers in, and that's where you can really see the energy of the community. So you really actually see where people come in. They could be volunteering for such different things, but it gave us an opportunity to sit down and really thank our volunteers, because I'm really, that is a lot of the engine that really makes the neighborhood house run, is the volunteers out in the community. And I know they have so many of them have such personal relationships with the staff here and with other community members as well too. But I would definitely say the volunteer appreciation nights and celebrations were probably one of my favorite things too, for sure. This the staff and the volunteers that really bring pieces together, and it's interesting because a lot of the volunteers use the services as well too, so they see what they've actually gotten out of it, and then it's so nice to see them give back. Like, that's where you see the full circle of volunteering and community comes into play, is when somebody's, you know, utilizing a service or being able to come in and meet other people that are in a program or something like that, and all of a sudden, you know, a year later they're volunteering for it. That's when you really get community engagement, I think. So I think that's fantastic, and I do think that the Mount Pleasant Neighborhood House does a great job with that.